Motivation is not going to strike, so stop waiting for it and let's get started. Sometimes just a few minutes of effort leads to the momentum you need to get the job done. This Saturday episode is meant to be your jumpstart to get the ball rolling. You can stop at 5 minutes or you can keep on going. But either way, grab your donation bag and amaze yourself at what you're going to get done in 5 minutes.
We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat. So we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to a Saturday morning 5 minute declutter with me. I'm your host, Gina Morton, and this is Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we prune away all the practical stuff that's standing between you and the woman that God is calling you to be. And on Saturday mornings, that means clutter. So go ahead and grab your donation bag because you might need one today. And let's finish up with your basement, your attic, your garage, whatever area you've been working on in the past few weeks. So let's begin today as we begin every Saturday with setting our intention. So whenever you don't feel like doing something, offer it up because it's a lot harder to not complete a task when you're doing it for someone else. Anymore, I'm really trying hard to work out more, and I really am not the kind of person that just loves working out. It's really a chore for me. I don't love it. So I always pick someone and I offer it up. And I think if you quit this workout, Gina, you're quitting on the prayers for that person. So it kind of helps me get things done. Okay. So think of someone and let's offer up this 5 minutes of work for that person. Secondly, let's unite the work with something we enjoy. So you've got the prayer going on, but also let's do something else too. Like whether it be pop in the earbuds and put some good music on or light the nice candle. It's just same thing every week, whatever. just do something while you're decluttering that is going to bring you joy. Okay. For me, it's usually a good Audible book, and I'm still listening to the same one, from the bass player from Guns N' Roses. It's pretty good. And lastly, what is your reward going to be for getting this done? So if it's going to be a cup of coffee, my big thing is doing something guilt-free. So for me, a lot of times it's probably going to be scrolling through Instagram for a half an hour without feeling guilty, or reading a good book for half an hour or a certain number of chapters without feeling guilty. I have a hard time relaxing sometimes, and I feel like if I sit down, I should be doing something a little more productive. But you know, even Jesus rested, and that was for us to emulate. So take the time to reward yourself today for the work that you're about to do. Okay, I've got 5 minutes on the clock, and let's get started. So today we are wrapping up whatever room you had been working on, whether it was the garage, the attic, the shed, the basement. But this one is probably going to hit a lot of people really hard. I want you to just pick up whatever box is in front of you. So whatever you haven't gotten to, whatever I haven't hit on this list of Saturday mornings, I want you to just look at the space in front of you. So if there's, you know, a box in front of you, let's say it's 2 square feet, okay? Take that 2 square feet of space and open the box and just see what's in there. I had a client that had moved to the house that we had decluttered together maybe 3 years prior, and then she was getting transferred again out of state, And the last time I worked with her, all we did was open boxes that she had moved to that house 3 years prior. And in 3 years, she never needed any of this stuff. And she either didn't need it at all, or she found stuff that she really, really wanted, and we just couldn't find it. So don't be afraid. Open those boxes, see what's in there, and just do one box today. Okay, that's all I'm asking you to do, is try to commit to one box, pull out each item and look at it and say, do I still need this? Is this even mine? You know, maybe it's from a previous marriage, or maybe it's from your parents' house or something, and it's not even yours. So just look at it and decide if it's good enough to be donated, or perhaps it's just trash at this point. But that's really your assignment for today. Just do one box at a time. And if you don't have boxes piled up in your garage or your attic or wherever, I want you to just do the square foot in front of you. So I know I've been in homes where the entire floor is covered with stuff. So that's, and I think if we're going to have any rooms in our homes where that's the case, it's probably going to be the garage or the basement or the attic, you know, because we just tend to shove stuff there that we don't know what to do with it. And it kind of goes there and we never revisit that again. So I want you to just go in there and imagine this is all space that you are paying for. Because if you can look on Zillow and see what the price per square foot is of your house, that's what this little area in front of you is costing you. So maybe it's $50 a square foot. Maybe you're in Manhattan and it's $1,000 per square foot. So that space in front of you is very valuable. And right now, the clutter in front of it, in front of you, is just costing you that much money every single year. So go through the stuff, really analyze it, and decide, do you need it? If you need it, then where is it going to live? And if it doesn't live in the garage or wherever room you're in, then go run and put it in the room where it does belong. So when I declutter someone's home, and if we have, like, say we're doing the whole house, right? A lot of what I do is, if we find an item, let's say a purple vase, and it's in the kitchen, and I'll say, okay, does this vase stay in the kitchen? And they'll be like, no, I really want that in the living room. Okay, so I run and I just put it in the living room. If there's an obvious nice place and I can finish the task and just put it on the table, or if I can put it on a shelf where it's going to be decoration, great, we're done totally. But a lot of times the living room is cluttered. So I'm not going to take the time to really find a special place for this vase. I'm just going to put it in the room and I'm going to run back to the homeowner in the kitchen or wherever we're working. Okay. And that's a lot of my job, because when it's the homeowner, what happens is you run to the living room with the purple vase and then you get sidetracked and you never go back to the kitchen. So I'll either run and do it myself, or I'll send the homeowner and then I say, come back to me, come back to me. And then we keep on working. So if you come across something in your garage or wherever that doesn't belong there, just run and put it in that room and come right back. And then when you get to that room to declutter it and organize it, you'll find a permanent place for it. And if you don't, then you'll know it's time to have it leave your home permanently. All right, guys, we've got about 15 seconds. So tidy up whatever you got out of that box or whatever was in front of you, and decide if you can donate that or if you can put it out for trash. But that is it. Have a great day. And our time is up. Okay. See you on Wednesday. Take care.